almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The people who run America's small businesses are more bullish than ever. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Optimism Index hit 108.8 in August. Now, that might not mean much to you, but that was the highest level it's hit in its 45-year survey. Small businesses say they're planning to hire more workers, raise compensation, and spend more on capital investments. Juanita Duggan, the president and CEO of the Federation, is attributing much of the increase to President Trump and the GOP's economic policies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., is concerned that the circle of those his father can trust is getting much smaller. That amid the fallout over the New York Times op-ed that alleges a quiet resistance inside the White House walls. Trump Jr. joined ABC's Good Morning America today.
I think there are people in there that he can trust. It's a much smaller group than I would like it to be.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
For those who witnessed the horror of 9/11 up close and personal, the sounds and images are embedded in their memory. Reporter recollections from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky, who was at the World Trade Center reporting 17 years ago today.
After both buildings were down, there was this enormous dust cloud, and we were running north trying to get away from it. I remember people barefoot in the street carrying their shoes. I bumped into a woman who was absolutely frantic looking for her husband who had been at work in the North Tower. And she tells me that she heard that he was alive, and she starts walking south when I grab her arm and I beg her to stay put, when suddenly her husband, covered in white dust, plaster, and huge rings of sweat, appears in the street.
Are you okay?
Great.
Are you all right, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're covered. What happened?
I was on the 65th floor of 68th floor of One World Trade Center, and there was a massive explosion. The whole building shook. I was only about 15 floors below where the plane hit.
I think about Gene and Chuck Mara all the time. 17 years later, this sound still so powerful, as this was the emotional reunion so many people wanted but never got.
And finally, comedian Norm Macdonald is scolding the Me Too movement, saying the movement allows for no forgiveness for people who've admitted wrongdoing. Macdonald has a new show that premieres Friday called Norm Macdonald Has a Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. This coming Tuesday is 9/11. Let's be sure the next generation knows about this attack on our nation by radical Islamists. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you for joining us. Rosh Hashanah begins at sundown this Sunday, so Happy New Year to our Jewish listeners. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's up, Josh?
I know your mother was Jewish, Colonel, so Happy New Year to your family. And a happy weekend for the Air Force Academy football team as they travel to beautiful Boca Raton, Florida to take on the Owls of FAU. I only wish I was there with them. Do you think the Falcons would take on a 40-year-old occasional volunteer water boy? I'm ready. Good luck, Zoomies.
Sounds good. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby will be joining us as he shares warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is standing tall and looking good. What's going on, Skip?
Well, Colonel, you're correct. I am standing tall, and I am looking good. However, I do have a problem with poison ivy. It's all over my arms. I've been cutting firewood, and I've got that terrible itch.
But at least you can scratch it.
Well, no, actually, you know this, Colonel. As an Army Ranger, all us Army Rangers and Marines, we were taught to ignore pain, so I can ignore the itch.
That's true. You can eat that poison ivy.
Yeah, along with the sea rations, right?
It helps the sea ration. Here's what we have for you today. On News and Comment by the Colonel, I'm going to talk about 11 September 2001. We need to keep this memory alive. We veterans took an oath to support and defend our Constitution. Dr. Richard Thompson, the president of the Thomas More Law Center, will join us to discuss what that document says and what it doesn't say. Then we'll meet Jeff Ferry from the Center for a Prosperous America. He knows a lot about China and tariffs, and that's a very hot topic. And we'll cover last week's Service Academy football games.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We do welcome your input to this show. Do send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or you can do it on Facebook. Now it's time for News and Comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. What's first, Josh?
Iran's bluster about blocking the Strait of Hormuz could remain just that, with the U.S. saying we are committed to ensuring the safety of the region. The U.S. Central Command said it is fully prepared to keep regional commerce flowing through the Arabian Gulf, after a senior Iranian military official said his country's navy would halt all Middle East exports if Iran is not allowed to ship its oil through the strait. Come November, Iran faces a second round of U.S. sanctions, which could cripple its ability to sell oil. This could crash their economy, and Iran's threat reflected the dire situation in the country. He also said that U.S. and other allied forces in the region know full well that the smallest mistake in the region will bear a very heavy cost for them. U.S. Central Command said that we partner with many nations to provide and promote security and stability in the region. Together, we stand ready to ensure the freedom of navigation and the free flow of commerce wherever international law allows. President Trump had said in May that his objective is to bring Iran's oil revenue to zero. The Strait of Hormuz is a strategic strip at the mouth of the Arabian Gulf through which 30% of global oil flows. What must be understood here is Iran cannot block the strait under international maritime law, because Hormuz is considered an international strait. This is made clear in the 1982 UN Convention on the Law of the Sea.
While our nation does not import much oil from this region, we do and should do what is necessary to oppose the Iranian government, which is the major supporter of terrorism in the world. We need to be doing this.
Japan's defense ministry is seeking to more than double its spending on missile defense, including purchases of costly American arsenals to defend against North Korean threats. A big chunk would buy a pair of land-based Aegis missile defense systems and a ship-to-air system designed jointly by the U.S. and Japan. as well as upgrading of fighter jets and destroyers to make them compatible with advanced interceptors. Japan has pushed harder to upgrade and bolster its missile and strikeback capability, citing North Korea's nuclear and missile threat. The defense ministry emphasized the need to further strengthen missile defenses because North Korea hasn't taken concrete steps to denuclearize, despite its pledge to do so. Experts say that a pair of land-based Aegis systems can cover all of Japan and multiply the country's missile defense capability. It would take about 6 years for the system to become operational. North Korea has tested over 40 missiles since 2016, including some ICBMs that flew over or landed near Japan, and has deployed several hundred shorter-range missiles capable of hitting the country. The defense paper says Pyongyang likely has made miniaturized nuclear warheads it can place atop ballistic missiles, an advancement of its nuclear capability that North Korea has claimed to have achieved. Japan also sees China's growing military spending, modernization of equipment, and assertiveness in regional seas as a security concern and has stepped up amphibious capabilities to defend disputed islands in the East China Sea. In the face of China's rising Air Force capability, the ministry requested funds to upgrade F-15 fighters so they can carry more ammunition, including cruise missiles, and to increase their electronic warfare capability.
It's good that Japan sees the requirement to defend itself. I'm glad that we're working with them. This is a very sensitive part of the world.
National Guard personnel are authorized to remain on the U.S.-Mexico border for another year, according to the Defense Department. Up to 4,000 soldiers may serve with U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents through September 30, 2019. There are 2,200 National Guard troops now serving at the border, 1,145 of those in Texas, 115 in New Mexico, 580 in Arizona, and the remaining 360 in California. Those numbers likely will increase given the new authorization. Each of these states is contributing members of its own guard, with other states contributing mostly aviation assets. As of June, other participating states were Missouri, Indiana, Maine, Wisconsin, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Louisiana, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. Known as Operation Guardian Support, it does not deploy soldiers at the border, but has them perform tasks such as vehicle maintenance, administrative duties, monitoring of surveillance data collected through cameras and sensors along the border, and clearing vegetation. UH-72 Lakota helicopter crews fly air surveillance missions. In the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, one of the busiest sectors of the border with Mexico, Border Patrol leadership has transitioned 54 of their agents back to patrolling as the National Guard fills support roles. Operation Guardian Support was initiated on April 13th in response to a call from President Trump. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis then authorized up to 4,000 Guard members at a cost of $182 million to serve on the border for no longer than the end of fiscal year 2018, which ends on September 30th.
We are not a nation if we don't have secure borders. I'm proud of our National Guardsmen who are helping keep our nation safe.
An Army Staff Sergeant is the first female enlisted soldier to graduate from Ranger School, joining a small group of women to earn the coveted Ranger tab. Staff Sergeant Amanda Kelly of the 1st Armored Division became the 13th woman to successfully complete the grueling 62-day small unit leadership course. Kelly is a 29-year-old electronic warfare technician with the 1st AD's Combat Aviation Brigade at Fort Bliss in Texas. Fort Benning released few details on Kelly's graduation from the course. Officials did not say whether it was her first attempt or when she entered the pipeline. It's been just over 3 years since the Army opened the traditionally all-male course to women in April of 2015.
I salute Sergeant Kelly for successfully graduating from Ranger School. However, the first ladies who graduated took 5 months to complete the 2-month course. The third female took 7 months. We're not told how many female soldiers attempted the course, nor how many recycles they required. This is a waste of money and training resources to send people to the school who will require multiple recycles, all in the name of political correctness. And that's the news. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel, and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll look at the Constitution of the United States. At East Troops, take a break. As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Ash is proud to work with the Defense Commissary Agency to offer high-quality products, honest value, and consistency you can trust.
Home-based products cover all your pantry essentials, from tissue paper to reusable containers, offering you quality you expect and savings you deserve. Learn more at SpartanAsh.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your home defense tip of the week. Most home invasions occur when people are at work between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Because of this, we highly recommend the installation of a home security video surveillance system. These systems are easy to install and cost only a few hundred dollars. They allow you to monitor your home while you're at work via your computer or cell phone. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. As an added bonus, our retirement income kit, full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. This coming Tuesday is the anniversary of the attack on our nation on September 11, 2001. We must not forget that the war that was initiated against us that day is still going on. The same people hate us and want us dead. Let's be sure future generations remember this. On that day, and I remember it well, 19 radical Islamists associated with Al-Qaeda hijacked 4 airplanes and carried out suicide attacks against targets in America. 2 of the planes were flown into the World Trade Center in New York, a 3rd hit the Pentagon, and the 4th plane crashed in a field in Pennsylvania. Almost 3,000 people were killed. On September 11, 2001, at 8:45 a.m. on a clear Tuesday morning, an American Airlines Boeing 767, loaded with 20,000 gallons of jet fuel, crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York City. The impact left a gaping, burning hole near the 80th floor of the 110-story skyscraper, instantly killing hundreds of people and trapping hundreds more in the higher floors. As the evacuation of the tower and its twin got underway, television cameras covered what initially appeared to be a freak accident. Then, 18 minutes after the first plane hit, United Airlines Flight 175 appeared out of the sky, turned sharply toward the World Trade Center, and sliced into the South Tower near the 60th floor. The collision caused a massive explosion that showered burning debris over surrounding buildings and into the streets below. It immediately became clear that America was under attack. The attackers were Islamic terrorists from Saudi Arabia and several other Arab nations, financed by the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization of Saudi fugitive Osama bin Laden. It was said they were acting in retaliation for America's support for Israel, our involvement in the Persian Gulf, and our continued military presence in the Middle East. Some of the terrorists had lived in the U.S. for over a year and had taken flying lessons at American commercial flight schools. Others had slipped into the country in the months before 9/11. The terrorists easily smuggled box cutters and knives through security at 3 East Coast airports and boarded 4 early morning flights bound for California, chosen because those planes would be loaded with fuel for the long transcontinental flight. Soon after takeoff, the terrorists commandeered the 4 planes, took their controls, and transformed the passenger jets into guided missiles. As millions watched the events unfolding in New York, American Airlines Flight 77 crashed into the west side of the Pentagon at 9:45 a.m. The jet fuel caused a devastating inferno that led to the structural collapse of a portion of that giant concrete building, the headquarters of our Defense Department. All told, 125 military personnel and civilians were killed in the Pentagon, along with all 64 people aboard the airliner. Less than 15 minutes after the terrorists struck the Pentagon, the South Tower of the World Trade Center collapsed in a massive cloud of dust and smoke. The structural steel of the skyscraper, built to withstand winds in excess of 200 miles an hour and a large conventional fire, could not withstand the tremendous heat generated by the burning jet fuel. At 10:30 a.m., the north building of the Twin Towers collapsed. Only 6 people who were in the World Trade Center towers at the time of their collapse survived. Almost 10,000 others were treated for injuries, many severe. Meanwhile, a 4th California-bound plane, United Flight 93, was hijacked about 40 minutes after leaving Newark Airport in New Jersey. Because the plane had been delayed in taking off, passengers on board learned of the events in New York and Washington by their cell phones. Knowing that the aircraft was not returning to an airport, as the hijackers claimed, a group of passengers and flight attendants fought the 4 terrorists. The plane crashed in a rural field in western Pennsylvania at 10:10 a.m. All 44 people aboard were killed. Its intended target is not known, but theories include the White House and the U.S. Capitol. At the World Trade Center, 2,763 people died after the 2 planes hit the Twin Towers. That figure included 343 firefighters and paramedics, 23 New York police officers, and 37 Port Authority police officers who were struggling to complete an evacuation of the building and save the office workers trapped on higher floors. At 9 p.m., President George W. Bush delivered a television address from the Oval Office declaring that terrorist attacks can shake the foundation of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. Well, given the many attacks these days on the steel of our American resolve, President Bush referred to, that is the culture and history of our nation, we need to help all the America haters in our nation learn our strength and join our culture, or perhaps go live elsewhere. This is the greatest nation on earth. Yes, it's quite imperfect. May God bless America. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. Now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
Last week, I discussed my frustration in making an offer on a new home using a VA loan. The offer was rejected simply because of the VA mortgage with no counteroffer whatsoever. I was a little confused on why any seller would not want to deal with a buyer using the VA. Well, I heard from some sellers over the past week. Mitch from Virginia said he accepted an offer from a VA loan buyer, which included him covering the 3% closing costs. He then went through a brutal home inspection, and the appraisal came way under the agreed-upon purchase price. Then there were additional costs that the buyers were not allowed to pay, so that was even more money out of his pocket. After all of this, he is frustrated with the way the VA is handling these loans and will not accept another VA loan offer on the house. Worst part, he's a veteran himself. You know, unfortunately, there are a number of these types of stories, and what Mitch is finding is not necessarily the right information. First of all, let's talk about the VA appraisal. If the buyer is trying to get a home in poor condition, the VA appraisal is certainly going to be a nightmare. However, the VA appraisal isn't terribly different from the average conventional appraisal. The VA just wants service members to purchase solid, move-in ready homes and not fixer-uppers. Furthermore, a VA borrower can actually pay the difference between the appraisal and the purchase price. However, they can also walk away from the deal completely. Now, the VA does limit what closing costs veterans can pay, and I'm pretty happy about that. But sellers are not required to pay any closing costs on behalf of a VA buyer. That includes the so-called non-allowable fees that veterans aren't allowed to pay. I also heard from Reggie in Texas, who said his real estate agent told him to not even consider an offer from a VA borrower. He suggested that the process is more tedious and takes much longer than a conventional mortgage because the buyers are not as qualified. You know, some sellers and agents think that there's all kinds of red tape and delays with VA mortgages. And many years ago, that might have actually been true, especially since so much had to be done via snail mail. The truth today is that most VA loans close in 30 to 45 days. Now, in comparison, the national average in 2017 to close a conventional loan was 43 days. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. You're great. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss our Constitution with Thomas More Law Center President Richard Thompson. Then we'll talk China and tariffs. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You are standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for some crunchies. Let's do 50, then stand at ease. LuLaRoe is comfortable, affordable fashion for women, men, and kids. Sold by tens of thousands of small business owners across the U.S., including many military families. Founded by entrepreneurs seeking a career that allows more freedom to be at home with their families, LuLaRoe is sold at in-home pop-up parties and on social media VIP pages. Check out a sampling of the unique prints and patterns in dresses, tops, leggings, and skirts at LuLaRoe.com and follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest.
As a referee, I pay attention for a living.
While I'm busy watching the game, I need your help keeping an eye on the stands.
If you see something that doesn't look quite right, tell a law enforcement official.
We all play an important role in protecting our communities, and you can help.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
If you see something, say something is used with permission by the New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority.
USA Radio News.
President Trump marked the 17th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on American soil by remembering the victims and heroes of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Earlier this week, you dedicated the final part of this memorial, the Tower of Voices. Standing at 93 feet tall, the Tower of Voices is now the first structure visitors see when they come to this now sacred ground. It will hold 40 beautiful chimes that ring throughout these fields.
With mandatory evacuations already issued for parts of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia, millions of Americans are beginning to prepare for Hurricane Florence. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has a message for everyone.
Right now, we're expecting a big hit, wind, rain, and a high tidal surge.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to welcome back to the show Richard Thompson, the president of the Thomas More Law Center. Among other things, they look out for military folks who are having their rights abused, including religious rights. So welcome back to the show, Richard.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you, Denny.
Richard, give our listeners a bit of your background. You're the founder, I believe, of the Thomas More Law Center. How did all that happen?
Sure. Well, first of all, I spent 24 years in law enforcement at the executive level. I was 16 years as the chief assistant prosecutor, and then under Brooks Patterson, who was the prosecuting attorney of Oakland County at the time. And then when he retired, I ran for office and was elected the Oakland County prosecutor for two terms, which consisted of 8 years, during which time I led a staff of 102 lawyers. I got involved in the Jack Kevorkian case, Dr. Death, and of course I did my duty as a prosecutor. I felt he had violated the law, and I enforced the law based upon the investigations of the police department. But the people, at least in Oakland County, Michigan, and in the state, thought that Kevorkian was an angel of mercy because he was assisting people to die who wanted to die, even though it was a violation of medical ethics and the law. As a result of my prosecution of Kevorkian, I lost in the primary. And as a result of that, I got involved in making speeches about assisted suicide. Tom Monahan, who at that time was the president, owner of Domino's Pizza, was attending a couple of my speeches. He asked me to help him out in a particular political campaign, which I did, when he was trying to get a pro-life attorney general nominated in the state of Michigan. As a result of my work there, he invited me to come aboard and do things that would change the culture. And, of course, one of the things that I thought would change the culture was a public interest law firm. So he said, go ahead and do it. And that's how it started. He gave the Thomas More Law Center the seed money to start. And we started our organization in 1998. So it's about 20 years now since we've been in the business as a public interest law firm, nonprofit, representing individuals who have their religious freedom taken or restricted, talking about Christians, because we are an organization that supports and promotes America's Judeo-Christian heritage and moral values. And ultimately, because of what was happening in the military, we included in our mission statement also to promote and defend America's national security and a sovereign and independent United States of America. It's as a result of that one mission statement dealing with national security that we've been involved in several cases of really great military people who have been basically punished, disciplined because of the political correctness that has overwhelmed the military in many instances. So that's a nutshell. In a nutshell, that's the Thomas More Law Center.
Okay, that makes it clear. And it's obviously clear that you have this goofy idea that you're supposed to enforce the law, not change it to meet the will of some people.
That's right. I mean, I believe, as you do, we are a nation of laws, and a nation of laws, you know, we separate between the executive, legislative, and judicial branches, where the state legislature makes the law, the prosecutors, as a part of the executive branch, enforce the law, and of course, ultimately, the judiciary is supposed to oversee the trials, the oral arguments, etc., and apply the law to the particular facts of the case. But as you know, these days, the Supreme Court in the United States, as well as in the states, many times are basing their rulings on ideology rather than the law, which creates all kinds of problems for individuals and citizens who are trying to follow the law.
And America is not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic.
Correct.
And a constitutional, the Constitution is the law. It's the Constitution that we, military and others, took an oath to support and defend. Not the country, not the president, not the people, the Constitution, which is the law that protects us. And that's what we're going to talk about today, that document, to see what it says and what it doesn't say and how it affects us. Is that a fair summary of a constitutional republic?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what the Founding Fathers determined was the best solution to a continued United States of America after the War of Independence. And that's where we had the Constitutional Convention, where in secret meetings over the several months, they pounded out the provisions of the Constitution. There was a public debate, and ultimately the states ratified it.
Indeed. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing our nation's Constitution with Richard Thompson, the president of the Thomas More Law Center. So the Constitution is a document. It's got maybe 7,600 words in it. It's not hard to read. It makes a lot of sense. It's not particularly complex, is it?
Not really. But one of the things that really affected, of course, the language in the implementation of the Constitution was the judicial branch of government. And because there were so many words that had no specific definition in the Constitution, it left it up to the Supreme Court to define those words. And ultimately, the Supreme Court, realizing the immense power they had merely by defining words, started to change the intent and meaning of those words as the founding fathers had crafted them. And so, as you know, Denny, there are many cases that show that the Supreme Court has become a super legislature rather than really a court that is supposed to apply the law as the legislature crafted it. You know, it started out with, after the war for independence, the power was given to the people. The people had the power. And based on the Constitutional Convention, the people delegated that power to come up with a more effective document than the Articles of Confederation, under which the War for Independence was fought. They came up with this written document called the Constitution, and then it was put up for a vote by the number, you know, by the states. And the people ultimately delegated their power between the federal government and the state governments to developing the system of federalism, and also to make sure that there was no tyranny in the federal government, because they were always concerned about a central government like the king. They divided the federal government even more between the three branches of government. But as a result of the case Marbury versus Madison, the Supreme Court decided they could determine what the Constitution meant. And once they could determine what the Constitution meant, then they became the superior of the other two branches. They were no longer equal, because the Supreme Court could say to the president, what you just did is unconstitutional and null and void. Or they could say to the legislature, that law that you passed is unconstitutional and null and void. And therefore, there was no other place that either of those two branches could appeal to. The Supreme Court was the ultimate determiner of what the law was, and the ultimate determiner of the direction of our society.
And that really was a challenge, and still is. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. Hey, I'm the leader, and that's how many I do every day. Do them and then take a break, but stay in the area. We'll be right back. Imagine being a U.S. combat soldier or Marine facing the enemy, doing your job fighting the enemy, and then being falsely accused of committing a war crime by our government. This sounds crazy, but during the last 10 years, this has happened too many times. United American Patriots supports these wrongfully jailed American heroes by providing civilian attorneys at no cost to the accused or his family. Check unitedpatriots.org.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
This is Colonel Denny Gillan. This is the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation about our Constitution with Richard Thompson, the president of the Thomas More Law Center. So, is the Constitution the words in the document with the original meaning, or is it something that only has meaning when the Supreme Court says it has meaning? Is it a living document? That's really the debate that we hear today, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. When you hear someone say that the Constitution is a living, breathing document, what they mean is the Constitution is an empty vessel that they could fill up with any kind of doctrine that they want. For instance, there's no place in the Constitution that says people have a right to abortion. There's no place in the Constitution that says the Ten Commandments must be outlawed. No place in the Constitution that says nativity scenes cannot be placed on public property. Yet, the Supreme Court has interpreted the Constitution many times, either the First Amendment right to free speech or the First Amendment that prohibits Congress from establishing a law respecting the establishment of religion or restricting the free exercise thereof. You are a constitutional scholar and professor, as you know, the word Congress shall create no law respecting the establishment of a religion basically specifically talked about Congress. Congress had a meaning. And over the years, the Supreme Court, interpreting the Due Process Clause, basically incorporated all of the provisions, or most of the provisions, that were applicable to Congress, to the state governments, and ultimately to local municipalities and school districts. When the clear language of the Constitution, First Amendment, was a prohibition against Congress, because they were afraid that Congress would become this tyrannical authority unless they put some safeguards on it. And so they've just turned the safeguards on its head and basically filled it up with gloss by the Supreme Court interpreting the law as they wanted to. And that's why we see these huge battles going on now when a Supreme Court justice is up for nomination. You know, in fact, one of the main reasons people vote for a particular president is the information they have as to what kind of Supreme Court justices that president is going to nominate. Now we're in this battle with Brett Kavanaugh, and you can see how vicious it is in these chambers where they're fighting, because they know that if Brett Kavanaugh comes in as a justice, as an associate justice, the Supreme Court will go in one particular ideological direction that may be opposed by other people. And so a Supreme Court justice would be in a position to determine the direction of the country for maybe 30 or 40 years.
And that's huge. Again, if you see the Constitution as a living document, that means nothing in it is solid. The Supreme Court could suddenly decide that you don't have the right to free speech. It could suddenly decide that women have to wear burqas. They could decide anything they wanted to, and there's no appeal. Am I right?
Absolutely. And here's the danger of this. I mean, many scholars have talked about it, and that is the Supreme Court has become a dominant political force in our nation, where 9 unelected judges who are lawyers holding lifetime appointments decide the direction of the country, and there is no one that can stop them. Once you have 5 votes on the Supreme Court, you can change the direction of the country. And that's how we've de-Christianized America, starting back in the 1960s, when the Supreme Court, out of thin air, basically said that school prayers are unconstitutional. Then they said that Bible reading in school was unconstitutional. they went ahead and said the Ten Commandments posted on school walls like a plaque are unconstitutional. Moments of silence are unconstitutional because students might use that moment of silence to prayer. They said all prayers at high school graduations are unconstitutional. They said student prayers at football games are unconstitutional. And then overturning thousands of years of cultural tradition, they said that same-sex marriage, the union of same sexes, must be considered a marriage. Totally out of thin air. And so you have these nine unelected judges, the least democratic institution of all, determining the country's direction. That's what's the danger here. That's how our system has changed. You know, I can go back to they approved flag burning, okay? It's an expression of free speech. So once you approve flag burning as an expression of free speech, then you must allow other actions by citizens that basically demean our country as protected by free speech. So what we have now, this latest controversy, over Nike using Colin Kaepernick as this hero of free speech, being opposed by a great majority of American people, where they thought that by kneeling at the playing of the national anthem was contempt for not only our flag, but contempt for the many thousands and thousands of military people who died protecting his right to kneel and whose coffins were covered by that American flag. I mean, there has to be some sense of what is right and what is wrong in our country. And just because somebody has a right to do it doesn't mean that that is something that should be applauded.
Amen, brother. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing the Constitution of the United States with Richard Thompson. Richard, we're coming close to the end. Take a minute now and hit the key points you'd like our listeners to take away from our discussion today.
Well, first of all, the important thing is that they have to get involved. They have to understand. They have to read. They have to pay attention to what is going on. As Thomas Jefferson said, you cannot have a free nation when the people under it are ignorant of what is happening. It never has been and never will be. So we have to have an understanding of the history of our nation. And sadly, our youth of today are not really taught the history of our nation, what the Constitution really means. So it's important to bring history back into our curriculum, true American history. And it's important for us to understand that right now the Supreme Court and the courts have gone astray and have become the dominant force in America, determining the direction of our country, where they can, one single district court judge, the lowest level of federal judicial system, can determine what the President of the United States can do in the military and basically enjoin him from acting as the commander-in-chief. Just one judge having universal authority throughout the country and affecting the entire military throughout the world. So we have to be very careful where we're going. I think it was a story about Benjamin Franklin, who came out of the secret constitutional convention and was asked by Mrs. Powell. She said, well, Dr. Franklin, what do we have, a republic or a monarchy? And Franklin replied, a republic if you can keep it. And that term, republic if you can keep it, is so important to us today. It should be a warning that we could lose our republic if we don't take the steps to keep it.
Indeed. Thank you, sir. Tell our listeners how they can learn more about, touch base to, donate to the Thomas More Law Center.
Well, I appreciate the offer, certainly. We are a nonprofit public interest law firm, so we represent our clients without charge. If you want to help us in that effort, please visit our website at www.thomasmore10andmore.org, and it will take you to our website where you can donate or you can find out about all the various cases that we are currently handling.
Richard, thank you so much for taking time to join us today. Thank you for sharing about our Constitution. I'm proud to call you a friend. We need to stay in touch.
Yes, please do. I enjoy your programs, Denny. Thank you.
Here's our Stand Tall Troop report. This is when we find an outstanding performance of duty and we get to honor this fine troop. National Guard members spend countless hours every year training for the next big mission. For Army Specialist Nicole McKenzie, the next mission wasn't overseas. It was on her way home. She was a cable systems installer and maintainer with Company A 101st Signal Battalion, New York Army National Guard. She saw a flash of red going over a guardrail on her way home. It looked like the outline of a little boy going over the side. She knew something was wrong. After 6 months of Army training, she just reacted. She ran over to the edge where she saw a police officer making an assessment too. They went down to the 12-year-old boy lying on the rocks. She began doing medical first aid while assistance was brought in. And working in tandem with the police officer, they used splints in from her bag to secure his neck, arm, and leg, which were all broken, and stayed with him until the medics arrived to take him to the hospital. The police department confirmed the assistance from McKenzie and the pivotal role of both the National Guard and local police officer played in working together to assist this young boy. McKenzie doesn't think she's a hero. For her, it's all about loyalty to her unit and her community. So stand tall, Specialist McKenzie. Frontlines of Freedom and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour discussing China and tariffs with Jeff Ferry. Then we'll review last week's Service Academy football games. And, of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. This is Colonel Denny Gilliam on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's beautiful outside. Go out and run a couple of miles of wind sprints, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. And finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
Sergeant Dale Beatty was wounded by a roadside bomb.
Calling us, Swift 1-2 is en route with urgent ASAC to Mercy. ETA approximately 35 minutes. How copy?
Now begins the most important journey of his life.
Roger, Swift 1-2.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at one of the many Fisher houses to help Dale get better and return to his life. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Fisher House is among the highest rated charities, with 95% of donations going to help our military families in their time of greatest need. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Consider a tax-deductible gift to Fisher House. Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine. Go to fisherhouse.org for more information.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of Defense James Mattis participated in Tuesday's 17th anniversary of the attacks on September 11th at the Pentagon.
Even before the smoke cleared and the fires had put out, Americans began to answer the call to step forward to serve this nation. And they did so by the millions. The lines outside recruiting stations across this country reached around the block in big cities and small towns.
And regarding terrorism, FBI Director Christopher Wray said the United States has done a great job in thwarting terrorist attacks over the last number of years.
In the last year or so, we've thwarted attacks in San Francisco on the pier. We prevented an attack in Cleveland on the July 4th holidays, where there would have been thousands of people gathering to celebrate our freedom.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
House Republicans have introduced legislation to lock in cuts to individual tax rates beyond 2025, a proposal that would have trouble advancing in the Senate, but sends a signal about the GOP priorities ahead of the competitive midterm elections. Brendan Arnold is the vice president of the National Taxpayers Union. He says, like it or not, President Trump is the man behind the economic upswing.
Tax cuts are very much tied to the president, and as the president's popularity numbers change, so too do the popularity numbers of this tax cut.